Freude Eteria Meister, Jud 7, Topfen Pnei Beis, von Herzi Kazan.
His character, you already have the Maila of Bnei Kos, which is Yikorim, Nimim, V'chol Chafatzel, Yishu. To understand what he's talking about, what is the Maila of Kabbalah Ol HaTorah? Let me just be makdim. Connected to our parasha, all of Kal Yisrael just accepted all Torah on Shavuos, right? And the Shabbos Noch Yontif, as we always say, is Noch Yontif. And therefore, the Chishim said, you find the longest parasha in all of the Gan Sidur Raisa Dafkin Nosik, 176 Psukim, Al Derech, the longest capital in Tehillim, the in Baba Basra, 176 Plak Kiyadua. Not only that, but in Teresh Beikar and Teresh Olper, which is Arucha Meretz Mida, the biggest, the most Medrash Rabbah, Droshes of Chazal, in any parish in the Torah, is Bamidbar Rabbah and Parshas Nosim. There's Bekamos in Echus, the deepest secrets of the Zohar HaKadosh, the Idur Rabbah, is found Dafka in Parshas Nosim. And Reb Tzadok, why said the Rishonim? Because you're mekabel Torah on Shavuos. Therefore, there's a bracha, there's a shefa of Torah, kedusha Torah, Torah Shel Peh in Parshas Nosi. It was usually in Rav Hashanim, the Shabbos after Shavuos. Says Reb Tzadok Hakoyin noch tiefer. Therefore, in this week's parsha, we have the Birchas Kehanim, because a emes of bracha, the tiefskeit from a bracha, is when a person gives the bracha from the hearts, from deepest. In other words, the deepest bracha is the hashpo, which comes from the sheirish nefesh of the mevorech. Who makes birchas kehanim? Kehanim. What is the etzem? What is the sheirish hanesham of a kohen? Kehanim b'mechinas toyer shel peh. Kizif stei kohen yishputas toyer yivachshu mipiu. V'chul teres emes oyd b'fiu. The leader of a kohen is yirush b'techel yankim v'ziros kol yisrael. As we discussed countless times, Aaron is gimatria zman noket. The notification of the six Sidri Mishnah. And therefore, in the Rav Shor adds, in Torah Shebal Peh Gufa, you find this week's parasha. Every little child comes over, Rabbi, Rabbi, why does the Torah in Parashas Nosi repeat itself over and over and over again, word for word, the exact same identical karbanos by each word of 12 Nasiim? And the answer is, Chazal say, each one of the Nasiim was mechadish b'daitei, which the keich of Teresh Alpeh, at the same act, identical korban, for totally different reason, the pula was totally different. V'al derech zeh, what comes right after b'svicha to parch nesiyim? Well, it's saneris, and the menayir you do is Teresh Alpeh. What comes right before the parch of nozir? What is the idea of a nozir? You see a soite bilkula, yazir, asim, and ayayin, which is the idea of siyogim and gedorim, which Chazal make. It's connected to Birat Ganon. I say every year the Rekeach ala Torah, Moriti Gevort. If you take the Gimatriach, Zroyim, Moyid, Noshim, Yeshuis, Kochim, Vitaris, is Gimatriach, Varech Hashem, Mishmerech, Yashem, Paravadach, Gunech, Yisrael, Tomaravadach, Netach, Mishalim, in Makrim. Pilipoids. And how many letters are there in the 60 letters of Birkos Ganim? 60. Can I get the 60 Masechtis, Shirim Heim HaMalochim, of Teresh Al Peh, as it's brought in Siddur of Aron Goh and all the Rishayim. So you see, why is that? You see, the Rambam in Perek Zayin, the Hilchos Tefillah, so it's Pasuk in Shulchan Aruch, and Mem Zayin, the Minig, you said, the Rambam, no Agua Am, it's a Minig Yisrael, that after you make Birkos HaTorah, you got to learn Torah. No Agua Am, what do we say? Birkos Ganim, what do you think Birkos Ganim? But Emes in Targum Yoinus on the pasuk Yor Hashem Ponav Elecha Sover Apel Up Maaski Der Raisi Vigalach Tmir. The Eibish that Yor Hashem Ponav Elecha, and so it's in Medrash, there'll be a Moir Ponim, the Gili of the secrets Yichunek and Milosh and Yoidichin. The secrets of Torah will be revealed. Therefore, the Medrash says, Yoyer Hashem Patzu Morisher Teira Yitche Yoyer Einecha V'Livcha B'Teira Litin L'Chabone B'nei Teira. And this is a pasuk in a mitzvah of Teira. The Birchas Kehanim is attached to Teira. Says the Holy Kashrut of a Rav. In other words, that's via Muriti Gavort. It's a tifa word. If you remember a few weeks ago, Parshas B'Chukosai, we read the Teira. Why do we read the Teira and the penultimate Shabbos prior Because Chazal say Gemara Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Tich Lishana Vekilu Yisrael, right? Kumto is Parshas Nosei after Atzeres, which is Rosh Hashanah. We have the Tochel Bracha Chano Birchusel, which is Birchus Gan Al Derech Zeh for Rosh Hashanah. You read the Tichon Kisovei, right? And then you have the Yom Hadin of Rosh Hashanah. How long does the din continue? Everyone knows the Zohar HaKadosh Parshas Tetzaveh. The Be'emes, the din continues until Shana Rabbah Shmini Atzeres. In Chutz La'aretz, we have a 2-day Yontif. What do we read? Does the Kadosh Lover immediately after the final, the Gemar Din? Zohisab Racha Shana Rabbah Ula Hoyer, I say every year, Simchus Torah, the Tzvila Tzaddik, the Holy Rabbi Blushev, who says, Zohisab Racha Shana Rabbah Yishrach Moshes B'nei Yisrael, is also B'gimachi of Arecha Hashem Tulshom. Exactly. So now this week starts to what? The Tochel Shana Ubirchisah. So I thought to myself, that's Pshat Kila Oilam Chazdui. How many times does Shem Havaya appear in Birchus Kahanim in this week's parasha? 3. How much is Shem Havaya? 26. How much is 26 times 3?
17.
Which is Gimatria? Chazdui. Le Oilam is Gimatria what? Hello, wakey, make believe you're alive, please. 176. How many pesukim in this week's parasha? 176. In the parasha, ki le'olam, 176 parashas. No, so you have the chesed, the rachma of the Eibishter, the 3 times Shem Havaya, which brings brachos and our Torah, bracha in our entire lives. Atka, my thought for the day. Tifer gedek. The Rebbe Alperazim was speaking about that the parasha is Kabbalah's ol ha'toyr, the ma'ila of B'nai Kehos. So what does the pasuk say at the end? Remember, there were the Nasiim brought the Agolas, the 6 Agolas, the 12 Eglei Tav, as can find. Then the pasuk said, "Ulevnei Kehos Leinoson, Ki Avodas Hakodesh Aleihem, Bakosef Yisum." Says the Medrash, "Mimash Moshenemer Bakosef, if they're carrying it on their shoulders, Ein Yedeya Shiso, what do you do with your shoulders?" Who said, "Ki Avodas Hakodesh Aleihem Bakosef"? Therefore, they're in Agolas. Why you so? Say Chazal, Matam Lever you so, and you so, Losh and Shir. Chenu Oimer, Su Zimra, Usnu Seif. Oimer, Yisu Koylam Yeroin. Hello? So all the Mephorshim go, what in the world is the connection between Avoida Bakosif, carrying the burden on your shoulders, right, and singing? Where does singing come in the picture? This hundreds of Pirushim. So I thought of Pshat based on what I said over Shuth. I don't think I said it in Matzik Adah, I said it in different shuls. Moiritik Avort, in the Panovich Rav, the Rishul Razovsky, the Rosh Hashiva of Panovich, said it, we heard it in the Panovich Rav. You remember, all remember the famous Gemara Megillah Daf Gimel, the Vahibi Yesh Yeshua B'Yerichoy, and he sees this, and the Malch, and he asks him, Halonu Atal Musarein, your friend of, what are you here? So he tells him, right? He tells him, Amesh Bitaltim, yesterday you mevatel Tomash Rabban Rabbi. Today you mevatel Divrei Torah. Two of his. So Yeshua asked him, Al Eza Mehenbos, what would you come for? You're coming to give Musar on what? The Bittel Avodah, the Bittel of Torah. To which he says, Atobosi. He's come for Torah. V'yad v'yolan sham Yeshua be'emek milan melame shalon be'umkoy shal halo. Now I'm missing something here. I'm a Tosfos said, how is that Meruvus in the Pesukim? Halonu Ata and Lusarein, right? Friend of her. Atobosi, Torah. Ushtet. Said the Panovich Rav, I'm really thinking about it. It's one of these words. Every time I see a word, I can dance. Because as in Tosfos answers, Lonu, Oy Lusareinu, have you come for the Avera Bittel Torah, upon which it says, Torah Tzivalon, Lonu Moshe? Oilu Sereno, have you come for the Bittul Tamash Ben Abayim, which is Megin, the carbon is Megin from our enemies, from our opposition. So what did the Malach answer? Atobosi. How do I know Ato refers to Talmud Torah? V'ato kisu lachem et hashira azoyis v'lam des pleos ibefil. To which all the Mepharshim go wild. Oh, hello? It's what's called in literature, when you write a book, you mix metaphors. You switch horses in the stream. You started by me meram this Torah with the word lon, as in the pasuk Torah of Siva lon, and then you give another. I gotta break my head, like you know, right? Rivon Dalla. What is the Atta, Atta's Tayach? Why mixed metaphor? Said the Panovich Rav, the word itself was Yigorim. He said, there's two Bechinas in Torah. There's a Bechina from Torah, learning Torah, Torah, Tziva, it's a Tzivui. So I opened up Yeredeya, Hilchot Talmud Torah, and I have to learn Torah, Bechiv, Yerbalai, I have to learn Kabbalah, Torah, Kula, da da. And then there are Peturim, not everybody could be a Terosi, Yomnosi, 24-7. There are Terim, sometimes a person can be Mavatl, because of whatever. In that there are Gedorim, there are Syogim, there are Terim, on Yisrach HaMonopatria, in the middle of a war. Said the Malach, Einach Namim Mitzad Lonu, Teiretzi V'Lonu, you had a Ptur. Aber Atavosi, what about Atav Kisvulchem, that Teiret is the Shira of the Neshama V'Yid, Keim Chayenu V'Rechemenu. That's without Hagbolas, that's without Syogim, that is 24-7, constant, there's no Teiret, there's no Pturim in that. So I thought to myself, that's Pshat, maybe after Kamizogin, right? Chazal say Ein Yiso Elaloshin Shira. What a Shira! Oh, this is the word of the Shira. That the Bnei Kahos had the Torah between a Shira, and that is a constant. Hello. So for a nice word, not bad for me. Hello. But then I got a bit depressed from this word. Because I suddenly remember, Gemara in Soita. You all know the Gemara in Soita. Teflamidei, Dorash Rova, Bipneima, Nenash David. Why did David, in the middle of the height of festivities, Aron HaKodesh, coming back? Because he forgot the Haloch. What happened? David HaMelech said in Tilim, Zmir, in Kufiutes, Zmir is Hayolichu Kecha, Bebeit, a song. Said the Abishter, Dover, the Torah, part which it says, is Ayefe Nechami Menuvein, Torah, blink of an eye. And it flies away, and David Zmiris Karzlo, you're calling it Zmiris, like a Shmaka Hanigan, you know. Hello. I'm going to cause you to forget something that even Tinukish was Rabbi Kindalach and Cheder, forget. And when Uzzah was carrying the Oren, Torah, Hashem, but Uzzah, whatever he did, Teyas Nagar, right? And he died instantaneously, and I can go on and have it. Right? Right? Which is a possibility. This week's parish will make a hospital in those. But because if you saw, the Aron HaKodesh, you got to carry personally, not the. Hello? Why was David punished? Because he called Torah Zmiris. I just told you the higher Madrega in Torah is Dafka Shira. Hello? Ober, it's not my problem. Right? Everybody asked the Shas. First of all, Rabbi Yitzchak Engel in Galilei Hashas asked the obvious kasha. The tshuva is Marivai. Simin Kuf Tzadigam. He says, Al Yizalzelu. I'm saying this for a reason because it's a good Musar Haskel for people in Manchester or whatever. Al Yizalzelu B'Psuki. When it comes to Psuki Dezimra, don't be Mizalzelu B'Psuki Dezimra, the Psuki we read, right? Shehenk Shari Mishum Hochi Kren Kriyim Mizmirim. Why a kapitel not called Mizmirim? Miloshim leitzismer, klem zmirus amekatregin, as it says in pasuk zmirus hayolichu kechavizmer. When a person says pluki de zimra, you're chopping, you're cutting all the mastinim and mekatregim and the samachmem and katilei, and therefore your tefillah is before you get down in tefillah. Or by the way, when it says that you cut the your mizamer, the kitzim, the written, it says in the famous Shabbos Shuvah Drasha of the Rav Meir, Rav Shatomer, who's in Merizik, it doesn't only mean somewhere in Ilam Habriya, some Samachmen, some Klippa, whatever. It means the Makatregin, the evil within you. You refine, you pure. And they have a Shlachoy, I want to give it to people often I see, sometimes I go to certain shuls, they push it, they chop Sugizim. There's a Kaf HaYosher in Siman Lamed Dalid, where he writes that a person who rushes through Pesukei Dezimra and he doesn't pronounce and enunciate the words clearly, Bezdin Menadenuiz. You're putting the Cheir. The letter from the Alter Rebbe, which I see so many times, like even people who are Yehuda Sefer, Elicha people, come into a shul, and Pesukei Dezimra, everyone is like Mach Shabbos Razich. This guy comes in 10 minutes late, this guy comes in 10 minutes early, so he raises through Pesukei Dezimra, and then he takes out his Gemara, his Daf Yomi, his whatever, and he's early. The Alter Rebbe says, the Zohar HaKadosh says that Shas Lusa Shas Krov. Davening is a form of war. In a war, you're only successful if all the soldiers gather together from Mokim Echod, and they daven. In the Sefer Taras HaKodesh HaKadmin, he brings similar dover. Hoidu Lashem Kiru Bishmoi Rashi Tevis Isba Bikohol. Suki de Zimra also should be said in a call. The Adarab, the Repincha says, the Repincha's Korah says, before the Chazan starts, Hoidu, look around, make sure I'll call upon him, Roiv Minyan Halpa Hoidu. And you're supposed to daven together. And Adarab is brought in the Sefer Maimer Mordechai from Motel Slonor. B'Shem, Relevi Yitzhak, Mibar Dibshit, Skuz Yogan Aleinu, right? Tamoyri Tichidish Oyum V'Noyru, right? That the Iker, unlike what you normally learn when you learn just Mishaburu, the Iker Tfilah B'Tzibur is Dafka P'Sugi D'Zimru. Normally you learn Shmeresu. The Iker Tfilah B'Sugi D'Zimru. And there's Emes in the Shuvas HaRadvaz brings a Betashel on the Zohar, that B'Shosh HaShchina B'Ola B'Sakneses U'Motza O'Imrim HaZmirus, you say to the Zimr, in Miksosan Ma'achrin, U'Miksosan Magdimin, Miyad Nistalekes. The Shchina HaKadosh leaves the Shul. And therefore, it's called Psukei de Zimra. In other words, one has to Mekayim when you say Psukei de Zimra, the Pasuk, when the Reimim Hashmai, Yachtov, Tam Tzadamim. Shmeres. Anyway, like upon him, Negel in Yoneinu, it's called Psukei de Zimra, because we cut off the Koyach of the Chitzoinim of the Avav. So what's wrong that David HaMelech said? With English, Zvirus Hayulichu Kecho Beit Megurai. Right? Moreover, Meir Arik, in the Sefer Minchas Kenoyis and Soita, ask the Shaila, there's a Rash in Perek Dalet of Pora, who brings it to Sefta. The Gemara says, Kalei Meteir of Eini Choyzer, is like Doima, a person is a Reya of Eini Koyzer, and a person learns Torah and forgets it, is Doima Lieledes, Chman Olasam Vekiveres. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Zemer Betadira Zemer, says the Rash, why? Torah you have to go over and over and over, Miloshin Zimra, Miloshin HaPasuk, Now, in the Shaios and Shuvas, Kol Mevaso Chilek Beis, Simen Chof Ches, Rabbi Shulam Rota, the Mechaber, writes a kuntris, Koimetz Mincha, Ture Meir Arik, and there he lists seven other places in Shas, where the Malyusa, the Torah, the Chazal compare Torah to Zimru. I can use a few of them, I have no time to go through them. The Gemara says in Erev and Daf Yud Ches, Kol Bayis Shenishro B'Divrei Torah B'Laylo Shuv Eni Necher Shenemar V'Le'Omer Ayel Lek Ha'Oisi Hanoisin Zmirois B'Laylo Torah B'Lay. Right? The Gemara says in Moyed Kotten Daf Chav Hei, that how do you know the mitzvah of a Talmud Chacham, you don't switch? This we learn from David HaMelech, that he brought a Golah Chadosho to carry the Oren. If the whole thing of carrying the Oren was an Isser of a Bakos, if you saw, so how do you learn other halachas from there? Right? And the Gemara says, Avi Lidav Gimel, Kol Oisik Pater, Kol Oisik Pater, Balaylo, Chut Shel Chesed, Moshe Cholo, Bayayim, Shenemer, Yoyim Yitzav Hashem Chazli, why is the Eber Shemek Moshe Shem Chesed? Because Balaylo Shirim, right? The Oila Al Kulon, the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Lamed, Beis, Kimar Sefaket, Kol HaKoyri, Balaykoyri, Balay, Bin Imu, Vishoyne, Balay Zimri, you learn Torah without, right? All of us of Omer Gamanina Satel Chukim Lateim Shetel Yichibam. The Chastira. Here you say David was punished because he called Teres Miris. They say if you don't have Miris, you're punished. But the simple Klotzkasha is that how do I know the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? The Abdo Kisul Lachem and the Shira Torah calls the Torah calls Teres Shira. Unishlados. If David Chas V'Shalom made a mistake, David Mashiach Hashem the Imi Zmir Zol made a mistake. Bad pasuk. Mistake. So how in the world is a part of Tillim? And Tillim was written by Ruach HaKodesh. Hello? So there's Rabu, Kamei Rabu, gazillions of Terutzim on this. I'll give you just three, which are relevant. I want to begin this year, but I haven't started it. One simple answer is, I saw in the Sefer, there is Yosef, based on a story, a fellow came once to the Holy Sfas and he said, I have a problem with my son. He doesn't have a geshmak in learning. So Hashem has told him, I don't understand what the problem is. Meila, if he was before Bar Mitzvah, he has a major problem. Now he's Bar Mitzvah, he's Mechuyiv. There's actually in the Tzavah from Sheftel, Sportenberg Yosef, and Yerudei, and Reish Mavav, Just like a person has to put on tefillin every day, he has to put on a tefillin every day. So what if a person gets up in the morning, a bar mitzvah boy, 14 years old, I don't have a geschmack in tefillin. You can't put on tefillin. You got to learn whether you like it, you're not, you have a geschmack, you don't have a geschmack. Right? And he brings a story that he heard from a fellow called Levi Yitzchak Landau, I don't know who it is, that a fellow went into the stipler complaining that he has no geschmack in learning. Stipler says, I'm an altiyid, I'm 80 years old, and I'm horving in Torah about some other 80 years and I don't have a geschmack in learning. Hello? Hello? And with this, he answers the shayla, and everyone asks, Tosfos shayla, why kofel him harki gigas? He said with a burning love, Nasa v'nishma, because the old Torah comes from Nasa v'nishma. You have a geshmak, you're on a high. So the day will be in a battle, you don't have a high. Said the Eibush to Kof Aleim, it doesn't matter if you're geshmak, nishkin geshmak, you got to do what you got to do. And therefore, when David HaMelech said, Zmiris, holy chukecho, it's a geshmak, have a pleasure. And what if you don't have a pleasure, right? Therefore, that was machshul, whatever. And, no, hello. This word, L'kshala atzma, he's still standing, doesn't speak to me. What can I tell you? Right? On the contrary, I'm sure, as I said 1,000 times, just in different contexts, first of all, I'm not a complete to Macabre, someone heard a story from the disciple. The disciple knew an egg letal. The letal and Akdama famously said, I've said this 1,000,000,000 times, the ikr mitzvah limanatayr is to be sosvah sameach umis'anek in limudim. Kiyadua, the famous Rabbeinu Avram ben Ahor in the Dorim, Memches, that the axiom of Chazal, mitzvahs lav lehedis, nu geitnisht on by Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, you have to have anu. And when the Gemara says in the Dorim, that pe alev alma of the orich leivorcho batar tchila, says Rebtzadik, says everybody, what was the bracha they were missing? V'harav. And for Torah to be poil, it has to be a Torah with gishmak. The Gemara says in Shabbos of Lamed, that the shechin is only shayre mitoich, simcha shol mitzvah. Nor what the pshat in. What the saying is, Bemis is the Imre Emes in this week's parasha. Avada, a person, when you start learning, you know, Gemara, and when you knee height to grasshopper with short trousers, you're not going to immediately have a geshmak. And you got to go, you have to hold it, right? Yeah? And that's pshat, in b'chukuysay teilechu, you're a melem ba teire, even when the teire for you is b'chin as chuyk. You know what a chuyk is? Something without a tam. You know what a tam means? Only a reason, a geshmak. No taste. Horrible. Right? And as the Kotzker famously, Taishkol HaMakayim is a Torah me oini, so you feel a kayim me oishu. Right? Now you oini. Or what is it going? That's what Chazal say, the Svarim HaKadoshim say, a person, horrible is in Torah, balayla, even though by yet it's finstunish, I don't appreciate the Torah, I don't, you gotta do what you gotta do, and the Eberishu Mekayim, the Chutzul Chesed, to give you Avon and Torah, as I've said like 3 gazillion times, Rav Amshar famously says in 1,000,000,000 different places, Amelus is Gimachia Geshmak. You horiva, and the Soif HaKavod Lova, you'll come to have the Geshmak in there. That's cut. That Avada for David HaMelech, he had a Geshmak in learning. Right? What do they have Geshmak in? What else is there in the world, right? Or for the average person, the average person can make a mistake that he said they can only learn Torah when you have a pleasure. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach is, this is brought in the Bias Engel, and the Ben Ishchai and say Ben Yodah says, there's like 2 tzvekin in Torah. Number one, Torah is zmiris. It cuts down the makatregen. And Pagabachamanuvelzeh, Mashchele Besmedrish, the only antidote against the Yitzhara Torah. Bad the Gemunuzim. Secondly, Torah is elevates, refines a person. The fact that David HaMelech said, Zmiris, Hayli Chukecha, you can come to the mistaken conclusion that the purpose of Torah is to be cut the powers of evil. But he doesn't underscore the power of what? Of these alus, that's Pshatan Toysus. Halonu ato el mezoreinu, say the Svarim, is the Torah only like a korban, which is what? To get rid of bad, the Tzoreinu, or is it lonu? So that you have a plan. So you need, there's a much, much deeper answer. But Behechtin, let me just be mocked in a few basic Judaism 101. Let's go through this pasuk. David HaMelech says, Zmir is ha'yolichu kecha beis megura. What does this megura mean? He's A, pushing gear. He's running away. He's a fugitive. Bitter shrashins to Titan. He had his whole life. He's running away from Shaul. He's running away from his son. Everyone's trying to kill him. He's like, Megurai could also mean Pacha. Mogurum. So. Nevertheless, even though whatever, David HaMelech says, Luli said, Rosh HaShashua is a vadati ba'onyi. Zmir is holy chukek, had a geshmak, a taina, a pleasure in teira, right? Even bebeis begur. Now the question is asked, first of all, why does he say a taina, what he calls zmir is dafka? And why is it dafka chukekha? Teira is divided in eidus chukum mishpat. Why dafka chukekha? Now pshat is, okay, we're back, I'm going step by step, it's a very deep word. Targum says Zmiris Tushbuchona Havale, Milosh Shvach. The Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya, in Kutus Achren, this Shvach is the Zoyer is Shvacha Dairait. David HaMelech was praising the Shvach of Toyer, right? What's the Shvach of Toyer? That all Oilemis, Elyoinim, Vetartoinim are totally in a dicto Kal Shaloch, the Hainu. And sometimes, you know, Friar people are not, they don't understand this. You're doing the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, which is Gavoyim Al Gavoyim. And you did it with your left hand, not your right hand. And you went, oh, mamish, the kavonis, harizal, aramak, whatever the kahanim had in my world. And the oilum is tumul, atil was bria, from your karbonis, right? Wrong hand, there was a chashil, chatzitza, whatever, bingo. You have your tefillin, tefillin, you bring down muichin, da abo, the imad, right? Ah, kuchil, you, like a man. Failed, no. The whole kiyum of velt depends on. And that David HaMelech, who's Meshabeach, the Koyach of Teira, Zmir L'Chukecha, that all the world depends on. No, the Pshat Zmir L'Chukecha, the Friedrich Eberbrin, Zmiris, you cut the Aritzim, you cut the hat. Did I explain once? The Perushim Atoli Hovaho. When I have an enemy, and he's running after me, and he's trying to make my life a misery, and you want to be Mamtik, the Gvuris, to silence, to stifle him, whatever, how do you do so? It's dafka when you show that the whole world is totally in Torah, and without Torah there is nothing, and the kiyum of everything is dafka through Torah. Through that you silence your mekabri. Right? Yeah, and that's dafka the inyan of chukim. That I verstehe yo, ich verstehe nicht. But then there we go to another tiefer words. Which is higher, Eidus Chukum Mishpat? So we discussed countless times. All mitzvahs are Chukum. The Chukum is Hatoyu. From deswegen, you have to serve the Eibush with all you got. You have to understand. Which is higher, Chukum or Eidus? Eidus. Ooh, you're right. I mean, from a certain perspective. How do I know? Because it says Vatokum Eidus B'Yangiv. So all Tayag mitzvahs are called Eidus. Why is all Tayag mitzvahs called Eidus? The Nakudas has, but I'm going to elaborate. There are those things that are begoli. You see, there are those things which are not begoli, but it's what's called a milsa davidu negli. Something revealed, or something which ultimately revealed, you don't need edus. Edus is only on something which is hidden. There's what's called in Kabbalah memalikulam. The Eibush is down here. The times where you see divine providence, hashkocha, etc., etc. That's Malik. There's Soivikul Alman, which is, if there's a Malik, there's got to be something higher than that, which is Soiv. Which is Kineged Mishpatim, which you see, you understand, makes sense. Chukim. Eidus is Pshat. It's like the Helm of Erein Sof of the Eibishtu, which is not even Avidu L'Gluy. When you do Eidus, yeah, so what's the Maila in, if Eidus and Chukim seem to be both things that are beyond Seichel, what's the Maila of Eidus, of Chukim over Eidus? In a nutshell, the answer is, in Eidus, I know there's an Eibishter who's Sosu, who's that. I can't even begin to whatever. But even if I serve the Eibishter, besides, I know there's a whatever, Ober Kolzman, I have a will, even if it's a holy will. It's a will of, I want to mekayim the Eibushu's rotzen of what in this avodir b'tachtonim, a dwelling place, the physical. But Kolzman, it's your will. then there's a certain hagbola and a certain limitation, a certain symptom, because you are limited. How can you, mortal, earthling, affect the eight coming? So therefore, there's a maile and avoidus for eved, and the eved is mevatel himself just to do the rotzen ha'odin, and therefore the eved kol mashar kana eved kana rabbi yad eved yad rabbi, and with that you're able to be myrishot. So there's a maile with no understanding, not even a holy understanding. And the chiddush here is that zmiras holy chukecha. Even when I'm on to the level of chukim, I still have a geshmak in it. Because I have a geshmak in doing whatever the Eibishter told me. Yeah, hello? I'll get in fine. So Eibazoish tells us the Klos Kasher. Okay, we're playing a bit of intellectual ping pong. So why was David punished by calling the Torah spears? What did he do wrong? Yeah? So it's explained in Sfarim HaKadoshim. Einoch Name. When a person learns... let me tell you a story from a Baruch Ber. I said the story 100 times, it's around my favorite name. Right? Baruch Ber was once at Asifa of Rabbonim, Rosh Yeshiva, and Rosh Yeshiva Ploni, long-winded, whatever, got up, and he wanted to, explaining Torah to the people, Shiurim, whatever, into some project. And this Rosh Yeshiva was explaining the Maila of Limud HaTorah. If you learn Torah, it makes you able. You know, you buy these art scrolls, based on what these English books today, and they'll explain you in 101 reasons why if you learn Torah and you fear the Erlich, your marriage will be better. It's good for yourself. It's good for people in Flatbush. Like, good for your self-esteem. Instead of hanging out in casinos and watching the Idiot Box, learn Torah, and Torah will make you better, and you get a better shidduch. All the milas, 100,001 milas you get in learning Torah. And this Rashi was explaining the mila of Torah. Rabbi Rochber gave a cup of tish, right? Loi kach kibalnu mirabi seinu. Torah is not there for any reason. The minute you say a reason for learning Torah, it's treif. Einachanama libe de emes. Torah is geschmack, and Torah gives you a reason to bring, and Torah is brias ha'olamus, and the whole world was created b'shvil ha'Torah. But not that is the mile of Torah. How many times do you find in these English books, you know, these like guides, what is Torah, what is Allah? Torah is a blueprint for a inspirational, meaningful life. You ever there? Torah is the blueprint how you could live a... Yeah? That's false. Right? There's no farvos. Why did create Torah? Because Torah is the Eibishter. Who the Eibishter arises? Kuchabichu kulachad. The Eibishter wasn't created, and the Eibishter doesn't exist as a farvos. So just like in this, I hate to be rude and like give Moser, but the whole 101 problems I see every week, right? Shoyim shemayim, and the bottom line, the common denominator, all of them is mich ich ich ich. I don't like my wife because whatever. I don't like this. That. There, who said you were created because you have to have a geshmak and you have to have a this, you have to have a... The Eibishter, said, "Chugakatik zeir gazarti." It's not for you. You weren't created for your pleasure, for your spiritual enlightenment, for your enrichment. Torah is not for us. If the Torah would be a means towards an ends, right? Then Torah will be able to change as the ends change. Torah just is. The Eibishter is. There's no reason for the Eibishter. There's no reason for Torah. And therefore, David was punished, says the Alter Rebbe, because he explained how Torah is the source of all life. And once you realize that anything outside of that realm is nispatel, right? But that is not the real purpose of Torah. Torah is the Eye Etli Shashuim, the Omin Lefon of Shashuim, the Amelech Yoim Yoim. Torah is not for farvos. That's what Baruch Ber was saying. Hello? This is such a tif in the kudah. Like, Torah is not there to fulfill any of your needs. Torah just is. And you, the Eibishter, B'chazdoi, gave you the ability to tack into Torah. Oy bazoi, so why did David HaMelech did not know the Ma'il of Torah after 118 kapitlach, speaking about the extolling in Kapitel Kufi Tess, he got it wrong. What happened here? Lord, the Emes, the Rebbe gave a simple marshal. If you have a shayla in Arachayim, you know where you got to look? Arachayim. You can't look in your day. David HaMelech is based on Megurai. He's being pursued. He has to be Mekatrig and Mezamer that reads him. Right? Now he has to look in Torah. What can Torah do? The whole world is bottled agabe Torah. And once you come to that Hakora, so you stifle, you silence your evil. That was the Savashah for David at that time. Nervos. the Oilam, Goylam, just looking at this pasuk without realizing whatever, could take this as Torah is a means to an end. And the emes is a person learns Torah, has to learn Torah lishmo, not for any reason, even not to know the halacha or to. It's just learning Torah is a mitzvah in and of itself for nothing else than learning Torah. Hello? Other than the apikursin kaifer, hechidam apikuris, someone who says, mahanel rabban. What's the purpose of you parasites sitting and learning? That is the ultimate apikursis. Torah is not because, Torah just is. That's the image of creating you in the world. It doesn't have to achieve anything. It does achieve 100 billion trillion things. But not that is the purpose of learning Torah. Right? I want to begin to share now, but I said, Rabbi Pavarsky said, this is connected to what? Bakosef Yiso. I don't have time to elaborate. I'll say, and the Kuda on a Vort. The Rebbe says, Nesich and Chelech of Ches. Later I found the Briskerov, the Griz, in the back of the Chedushia Griz of the Rambam, in the second letter. Look it up yourself. You can look it up in the Rebbe Shavai's from the Parasha, in Chavisal. All the Heimtik of Malachi, the famous Griz. Is there a mitzvah, lu yitzur? I don't know, you'd find the Arna Kodesh, you'd find the whatever. You have to move it. Is there a mitzvah, bakosif yisov, b'zman hazeh? Hello? The Rambam, in Perek Beis, the Vilus Liamigdash, Loch Yud Beis says, right? When you meulich the Arna mimokim the mokim, you don't put it on a behema, not an agola, it's a mitzvah to litle ala kosif. Shenemar, this week's parashah, ki avoides akoidelem bakosef yiso. And so the Rambam is say for a mitzvah, he would say la medalid, so paskins the chinuch, so paskins the smag. The mitzvah is manazeh, that the nesiyas or oren is what? Alakos. Shtel to the mitzvah chinuch, the klotzkasha, when kahas carried, what did they carry, alakosef? This week's parashah, hello? All the kliya mishkin. The inside, the menorah, and the mizbechus, and the shulchan, etc., etc. Why does the Rambam paskin only the or? Hello? And this is what I want to give a share on today. This is, it fits in perfectly to what Rabbi Pavarsky said. And the nekuda is, I'm not trying to elaborate, it just answers numerous Rambams here, there, everywhere, in the Sefer Torah. The Rebbe explained there's two dinim, the Griz also said as a malach. There's two dinim in masos. There's a dinas masos. You got to get from place A to place B. How do you transport the yisaydah to crush him, whatever? This is b'nei merari, this is b'nei gershon. The avodas hakodesh that was given to b'nei kos. That's one problem, one issue. Then there's a different mitzvah, and that mitzvah is not knowing the doyrus. The Rambam is mayrich and say for him it's all rayas. The whole tumu. Achutz dem, there's a mitzvah neheges ledoiris of the Arna Kodesh, which if lu yitzur, you'd carry the Arna Kodesh today, which you did, obviously, because the time of Yeshua was Niknas. But as the Rambam himself paskins in the rules, in the Sheroshim of the Eifer Mitzvahs, because a mitzvah doesn't have a practical ramification today, as long as it's not mitzvah atzivim, nor mitzvah mitzvahs, it still becomes reckoned the mitzvah ledoiris. The mitzvah of Nesiyas Ha'oren, because it is negated. The Brisker Rabbi Al-Khel, two different psukim, whatever. The Rebbe explains, bottom line is, this fits into a Rambam and a Chosef Eter. There's a mitzvah aus de Gavro. You have to carry, hen aher. The mitzvah of the Oren, Nesiyas Bakosif, is not a mitzvah in the Gavro, it's a mitzvah in the Cheftzo. How are you new your COVID in the Oren? The Oren, what was in the Oren? The Luchas. How do you give COVID to Torah? Do you have to carry it personally in Bar Kosef? Therefore, you had to face the Oren, you couldn't face the back to the Oren, etc., etc., etc. In other words, just, I once explained by Rikas Mifloa, another secret, somewhere else, Bizman, even after Bizman, that Yeshio was going as the Oren, is that but there's no Oren? Pshat is the Kedusha of Kedusha Kedoshim, the Mokim HaOren Bizman HaZeh, is in the Mechilus that David HaMelech built under, and that's today's Mokim HaOren. And from there, the Kedusha HaRabayis is Mislav. V'al Derech Zeh, B'shat Nesiyas HaOren, when you're going from place to place, where is the Mokim HaOren? On the Kosif of the person. Right? I've had time to elaborate. There's a Ponim and Ochor. Panim is when there's a gilui, and ochar is when you just do. The purpose of Nesias Aron Bakosif is the Aron, the Luchas only had a Panim, and had no ochar. It's mizeh umizeh tzuvim, only a front. The Luchas is the gilui of Elikus in the world, the source of all Kedusha in the world, in this world. And mitzad the chefs of the Aron, you have to give kovet. Not on the person. Hence, I go back to what I originally said. The whole purpose of, that the Rebbe Pavarsky said, when you give kovet, bakosif yiso, it's not about how much you learned. When you understand the maila of Torah, then you're able to tap into the infinite powers of Torah and the infinite brachas of Torah. And therefore, this week's parsha is Nosoi, picking up, uplifting Kal Yisrael, and therefore through that, you mekayim all the Birchos Kehanim, what a person needs, Zayin Gashmi is a Barachayim Bezoina, and Zayi Be'ikr in Yor Hashem Panav Elecha, that's the Targum in the Tzedek, the Nehiru Le'anpoi, Apoi, the Ebrish shines the Moira Torah into everyone and into our children. Keep the faith, hang in.